Hey sports fans, BMOC here. Start your day by playing Sportle, a sports-themed word-guessing game from our friends at Big Swing Games.
You've got six chances to solve the puzzle. It's either a sports term, a sports personality, or a team name.
Head to sportle.pro to play. There's a new puzzle every day, and it's completely free.
But if you like it, be sure to click that share button and send it to all your sports fan friends.
Seriously, please do that. We need a win so bad.
So bad. Like, really bad. So head to sportle.pro. That's Sportle, sportle.pro, to play Sportle.
Good times. Okay, we are speeding. Cue the coach in 3, 2, 1.
Here comes the Sweet 16, plus opening day musings, egg talk, and a documentary that will tear you in two. Hey, what day is it?
It's not Monday.
It's not Tuesday.
It's Sports Wednesday!
Worldwide.
Sports Wednesday. Sports Wednesday.
Man, nice. Sounded great. Wow. Welcome to Sports Wednesday, everybody. Sports talk for the medium fan. That means we get the big stories right, the details wrong. If you're cool with that, we're going to have a show. My name is B. Brown, the big man on campus, or BMOC. Driving the trains tonight. Couple of co-hosts. This guy. We went out to a microbrewery and he ordered Tang. It's the coach, basketball legend Matt Longley. How are you, coach?
Tang. What a funny word and a great drink. I'm doing good.
Great.
Wait. Drink. You guys went to a brewery and didn't invite me?
Yeah, all they have is Tang.
Cool. And that other guy with the sick guitar licks that sound great tonight. Keeping the show real, it's the Maestro, Brian Hake. Maestro, is that a different guitar you're playing tonight? What's going on?
Oh, it's the same one I always play.
Why does it sound so throaty?
Throaty.
That's what she said.
Oh! 144.
And Maestro, if I'm not mistaken, you were at some high school volleyball earlier tonight. How'd that go?
The outcome was not good, but I enjoyed it. I've never been to that high school. It is Hilliard Bradley. It is way out west. That was a haul.
It is. It's in a different zip code.
And I debated on going, but you know, the high school sports are a finite commodity now. So
yeah,
they are.
I'm making an effort to get to all of them, whether he plays or doesn't play. But it was fun. I had a good time.
And if I'm not mistaken, you've been signed up to be a line judge for this stuff. Have you done it yet?
I have. So the home games, yeah, the parents sign up for I actually have a great story for you.
Oh, good.
I don't know what to do for this show. I did do line judge, but I also did the I kept score, and it was one of the most stressful moments I've had in quite a while.
Oh, I have a great story for that too.
Yeah. It was hilarious, though. Like, I think back on it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe how stressed out I was about it.
You were freaking out. I'm sure you were. It's a big deal.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but
okay.
I do, you know, I work in interfaces and things, right? Mm-hmm. Things that need to be intuitive, buttons in the right place, all that stuff, human factors interface, blah, blah, blah. So this score contraption thing was set up. And I'm looking at the volleyball court. Home team is on this side. Visitors on this side. The contraption flip-flopped.
Oh, no.
So I'm going, all right, I got this. 3-1. 4-1. And then all of a sudden the ref stops. You're doing the, it's supposed to be the other way. I'm like, what? So then I had to, the sweat was pouring like out of my temples.
Everybody's looking at you.
Everybody's looking at me, all 15 people. But, like, I had to figure out how to, you know, blanket them out and then start the scores on the other side. And I literally, for three games or four games, however many they played that particular match, I was sweating. I'm like, visitor, home, okay. For every point.
That is awesome. Starting out strong. That's starting our show strong. By the way, you can follow the show on social media at Sports Wednesday on all important platforms, by which we mean Threads.
Threads. Facebook,
TikTok, and Instagram. Over on X at Sport Wednesday. I gotta be honest, we haven't been doing much with the social, but follow us. Give us a follow.
And we'll let you
know when we have a no-show. Why wouldn't you? And you can head to sportswednesday.com to get your merch. And just a reminder, Sports Wednesday is brought to you by the good people from Big Swing Games, makers of Sportle, the only daily sports-themed word guessing game that doesn't suck, Sportle.pro.
.pro, everybody.
What do you fellas drinking tonight? Yeah. I've got PBR in my PBR glass.
Nice. I have 1990's greatest Heineken.
Where'd you get that, Coach?
It was left behind. I think it's as bad as you remember it. It's just, I don't know why anybody would choose to drink this at all.
I like Heineken, and I like it even more now.
Do you really
Max,
like you would
Max Verstappen is advertising.
Verstappen. I don't know. I think I always assume it's always going to taste skunky, so that when I drink it, I think I have a mental, what do they call that? Psychosomatic, that it tastes skunky to me all the time. And it might not right now.
It does have a skunky flavor.
Yeah, like right now. A little bit. This reminds me of, oh my God, it smells like college.
But correct me if I'm wrong. So that was, you were out of the country on a trip, and your kids had a party at the house, and that's one of their leftover beers. So
I feel like
it is skunked. Yeah.
It is skunked, yeah.
Because it's probably been rolling around in their trunk.
Probably. It's been cold. It's been hot. It's been hot. It's been cold.
More than likely, Coach had a party.
And didn't invite
left
you guys?
Behind.
Didn't get invited.
But no BMOC or my
That's server. Very likely.
Tang for everybody.
C-team for life. Oh, yeah.
In the interest of full disclosure, I did start a little early tonight, fellas. I was talk about it later, but I had a couple in me already, and I'm drinking tall boys, so we'll just see how this show goes.
I can't wait. You know we love that.
We kick off the rails.
Are you over three yet? Because Three Beer Pete, there's nothing like it.
Three Beer Pete will probably hit halfway through the main event. Speaking of which, we should just get to it. It's time.
Let's get to it.
For the main event. For all our listeners who listened to last week's show and wondered, why do I listen to a show with three guys who fully admit they hadn't watched any basketball games talking about the March Madness tournament. Now I can say with confidence we've all watched some basketball.
We've watched some.
This is going to come out a lot better. We're talking about the Sweet 16. 16 teams left in the NCAA tournament. I want to know what games you guys watch, and then based on those games, what teams are looking really good? What epic matchups do you see in the Sweet 16? Tell me, let's start out with just what you watch and what teams are looking good to you. How about you, Maestro?
Oh, yeah, to start with me.
I didn't watch a lot of live basketball, but I did happen to find, as you know, and loyal listeners know, we cut the cord doing some streaming now. But on Amazon Prime, on their live TV channels, they have a CBS sports thing, and it's kind of like ESPN. That has been awesome. I've really enjoyed it. I think they kind of run it on a cycle. It's not live, but so is SportsCenter. But anyway, I watched a lot of highlights there. And the one that really stuck out on me, and I think I texted you guys, was that Alabama game. Of course, I can't remember who they played.
They played Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Was that who it was?
Yeah.
What's his name had 30 points?
Is that Sears?
Sears had 30 points. Was that the game?
If it's the Grand Canyon, if it's the second game that he played, they played on, must have been Saturday.
Mm. So anyway, I watched a lot of, because they played a lot of the highlights from that game. But that was, I was impressed by that and watching Sears. But the game that I actually did watch, it was, I watched most of the first half of Kansas-Creighton.
Mm. Yeah.
And that game, I think Kansas fell apart in the second half, which I didn't get to see, but it was neck and neck. That first half was pretty toit. They were just back and forth. So I think BMOC, when you texted and said, Kansas out, I was like, what? And I think you said that it was a boat race, and I was like, damn. So I don't know what happened there.
How did Creighton for real, just in the half that you watched, do they seem like a real team to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Was it Creighton or was it Gonzaga? Now I'm all confused. I'll get the coaches mixed up.
He'll take a look.
Coach, how about you? What did you watch? What do you want to talk about while I...
Well, I got to watch one of the teams that was... Everybody just kept clamoring about this team that plays out east, UConn. And everybody's just saying how good they are. And I remember they were good last year, so I got a chance to watch them, and they're... Here's the problem with them. If they don't repeat, even if they get to the final game and lose by 1 point, it's a disappointment because they're really good. They should win the whole thing. There's not a single team in the tournament on paper, and like if they played them in a five-game or a three-game series, they would win 100% of the time. Now, they can get beat in one game, but they are really, really good. Big down low, great guard play. They're coached by, I believe it's not Bobby Hurley, but it's his brother. Danny Hurley. And they play they back cut. They're a great team. I got to see them. I think Arizona's for real. I don't have a lot of faith in UNC and Tennessee. I think they're both, even though I picked them in my Final Four. After watching them play, I made a mistake there. I made a lot of mistakes.
Mistakes were made.
I did my best.
Those are the games that I watched.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of a lot of games and really only sat and watched. I watched all of the Purdue game and all the UConn game. So, I mean...
I stand corrected. It was Gonzaga.
It was Gonzaga.
The Zags, yeah. Yes. That's what I thought.
They're hot right now.
They're Gonzaga. Real hot right now.
Mm-hmm. I would not want to be playing them.
Yeah, that...
They always are hot in this tournament, man. They always have a great tournament. I think it's that coach.
Mark Few.
The proud.
I love Mark
What about
Few.
You, BMSC?
So I'll tell you what. I watched the North Carolina-Michigan State game, and like Coach, I just didn't get the sense that I know North Carolina won by 15 points or whatever, but I felt like Michigan State lost the game more than North Carolina won that game, and so I didn't come out of there with a great feeling about North Carolina. And then I watched Iowa State, Washington State, and that game was pretty close until about the last 5 minutes. And
what do you think of Iowa State? Because I haven't watched.
I think they're for real.
They're for real too.
Yeah. I absolutely think Iowa State's for real. And then, like Maestro, I've watched tons of the highlights on these various games. Gonzaga was one, beating Kansas, looking good. They're just a team that seems like they've gotten hot at the right time.
The Zags?
They were a 5 seed coming in there. I have not watched...
What about NC State, BMOC? You were...
They're still alive, right? I've got three of my four Final Four picks there. I'm picking them again.
Beat Marquette. All right.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Marquette has not beaten a single-digit seed.
I know.
I get they struggled with Western Kentucky. They beat Colorado by, I think, 3 or 4 points. Colorado was, a play-in team. So I think they're vulnerable. I think that the recipe, the ingredients are there, whether or not, Jimmy Valvano rises from the grave and makes the pizza.
Have you watched any of NC State? Have you seen their big dude?
Yes, I watched him in their conference tournament.
Yes, so I mean, that dude, if he can stay out of foul trouble, is a menace to society. I can tell you right now, he is a beast.
The menace would be a great nickname for somebody.
It'd be really good,
really good. Really? So. And let me think of who else. I feel like I watched just a ton of basketball. I watched that Arizona Dayton game also.
Yeah,
That one was on. I didn't watch it. It was in the background, but yeah. It didn't seem like Dayton really ever had a chance in that one.
They didn't. And I'll tell you what. I don't know how to get a read on Arizona either. Like North Carolina,
me either.
I feel like they're pretty good, but I'm not entirely convinced of it.
Yeah, but they're still Arizona. They have a history of eating it in the tournament, and they're. I don't know much about. I mean, the Pac-12. I mean, I don't know how good they were.
So of your final fours that we picked last week, who's left? How many you got? I got three, I think. Coach, you said you have two left?
I have two. I have UNC and Tennessee, but my champion is out.
The two teams that you said you don't believe in.
I know that. And right now, because I say that, I mean, whatever I say, opposite happens. Those two will probably make the final four, and one of them will win it.
Yeah. How about you, Maestro?
I have three. I had ten. Baylor was the only one that lost. So I had Tennessee, yeah. Marquette, UConn, and Baylor.
Do you both have your champions left?
We do.
You sons of bitches.
We both picked UConn, didn't we?
Yeah.
You sons of bitches.
So let me take a look at the Sports Wednesday bracket, do a little quick update here.
Way back. Don't even look. I'm way back. I'm 14th.
I just want to say, few things are as great as Coach last week saying he liked Auburn and he liked Kentucky, and then they both lost in the first round.
Did you see the looks that he gave us when we were talking about our teams? Like, he was like, ugh.
But you know what's great is right after you go to Maestro, and Maestro goes, you know what the two teams I don't like?
Yeah.
Kentucky and Auburn. I don't believe those SEC teams. And him doing his little bit actually was spot on, because SEC shit the bed.
Well, yeah,
you could have been.
And didn't the SEC commissioner come out and say, yeah, you know, these lower tier teams shouldn't be playing? It's a waste of time.
Yeah, it was a bad look.
It was. And that guy's name's Greg Sankey.
Sankey
may not be Greg Sankey. That's what we mean by getting the details wrong. It could be Creighton. It could be Gonzaga. We're not sure.
That's right. But I think your assessment, BMOC, was right in that I do think the SEC, the Big 12, they're really strong all year round. Even the Big 10, I would say, too. They beat up on each other. And by the time they get to the tournament, it's whoever's got the gas left in the tank.
Well, I'm looking at our bracket now. Drums DDS, that's Doctor of Dental Surgery. Do you know who that is, Coach?
Drums Dental, no. Oh, wait, oh, that's...
Is that Drew?
No, he's not dental. That might be Randy Rourke.
It just says Drums DDS, but they are in first place with 490 points.
Interesting.
BMOC.
That could be Drummer Dan. It could be Drummer Dan from Van Haken.
Oh, he's a he's a dentist, right?
He's a drummer and a dentist.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's definitely who it is.
Thank you. Why are we debating that?
Took me a second to.
That's, of course, he's like.
I was trying to remember who I sent it all out to, because I sent it to a lot of folks.
Loyal listener Hayes in third place right now.
Mm.
A couple folks, Jamie Messinger there in fifth place. We have a lot of the University of Houston pickers all kind of clumped up there with King Havoc.
Yeah, so if Houston eats it, then
Jaime Escalante and Zimmer. Zimmer is one of your guys, is that right, Coach?
Yeah, that's Mark.
Looking good. And then as we move further down the bracket, we have Tall Sean, and then we get into what I call this just OU pit of despair. Maestro, Hop, Avid BSE, that's Brady Earhart, Jack Volker, G. Redis too, and Coach just trying to stay out of the basement.
Jesus. I'm ending up. I would say I have the best chance of getting in the basement. And easily.
Then, we have a tie right now in second to last place, Sihoko Kakis. That's loyal listener Chip Midnight, who won the last place award last year. Remember he got the yellow shirt we all signed? Yeah. I think he's going for it on purpose.
I think he is too. He wants another yellow shirt.
I think he picked Sebastian Bach to win the tourney this year.
Yes, I think so.
That's a pretty exciting interview that he had. All right. Well, that's Sweet 16. Anything else on the Sweet 16? What epic games, what of the Sweet 16 games do you think are going to be really good to watch?
There's some good ones.
I think that Zags-Purdue game is going to be great.
Yeah. I do, too. I think that that Duke-Houston game could be pretty good.
Very good.
Illinois-Iowa State, I think
Illinois,
that could be
that's going to be a great one, yeah.
And here's the funny thing. Talk about being medium level. UConn's playing San Diego State. San Diego State was in the finals last year.
This is a rematch of the national championship game.
I didn't know San Diego State was in the finals last year. I'm like, oh, it's a rematch. I'm like, a rematch of what? Like a regular season game?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, there's some compelling basketball.
And San Diego State, I don't get a good read on them. They're a 5 seed. They haven't beat anyone, really, right?
They
beat
UAB. Haven't.
They beat Yale. Good job, Yale, winning that first round game.
Yeah.
So it'll be curious to see how they stand up.
It's a big line, too. I think it's 13.5.
Ooh.
That's a big line.
That Illinois-Iowa State game is one I'm keeping an eye on as well, Maestro. And then, of course, NC State and Marquette. That'll be a good game. Creighton and Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
If it's on, I'll watch it. Clemson and Arizona, same.
And Clemson doesn't do anything for me.
So, all right. Well,
Creighton
those
are... Tennessee could be good because those are two teams that nobody's looking at right now. They might just...
Creighton's everybody's darling pick to try to get to the four. I think they got to the eight last year, so...
I feel like Tennessee's a team that people who actually know about college basketball like them as sort of sneaky good.
Yeah. But they tend to disappoint. That's their MO. Bruce Pearl in Tennessee. No, he's not at Tennessee. He's Auburn. He used to be Tennessee. I'm going to shut up now.
We get the big stories right and the details wrong. And the big story is Tennessee has a basketball team that's in the tournament, and the details are there's a coach of that team who are not quite sure who it is. I kind of feel like our actual sports fans that listen to the show just white knuckles in their cars. They're just like, what is wrong with these guys?
Outside of – is the NIT still happening? Is OSU still
happening? Yeah, the Bucks just lost tonight.
OSU lost tonight to Georgia.
And a heartbreaker.
Oh, there we go.
By 2 to Georgia. Cincinnati is playing Indiana State right now. They are winning by...
Sycamores! And what's that guy's name with the hot hand?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Robbie Avila.
Avila.
He's already hit 5 threes tonight.
Also known as Larry Blurred.
He's a treat to watch.
So, he is a good player.
He is very good.
Yeah. So it would have been fun to see Indiana State in the tournament, but they did not get it. Invite. What did they play in the MVC? Is that the Missouri Valley Conference?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they play in. All right.
They have 30 wins.
I know. But I did read recently, like, because a lot of the conference tournaments were upsets, there was maybe 31 at-large bids instead of normally when there's like 35 of them.
Yeah.
So teams like Indiana.
Upsets at conference tournaments ruin it.
Yeah. So there you have it. All right. I think that's enough on college basketball Sweet 16.
So
watching some games. I hear the dulcet tones of Maestro's guitar warming up. That means it's time to throw it around the horn.
Around the horn. Around the horn. Let's run it around.
He leans in. Fastball got him. Snap throw to third. Coach.
Throwing it to me. All right.
Because you're the baseball guy.
Yeah. Well, in 2 days... It's going to be opening day, guys. So how excited are you guys for opening day?
So excited.
I know. That's what I'm saying. 9 out of 10 of Americans could give two shits that it's opening day in 2 days, but I'm the 1 out of 9, 1 out of 10 that does. And it kind of snuck up on me. I thought it was in April, but it's actually March 28th is opening day. And the reason why I was getting all itchy about opening day is that there's this... I don't know if you've seen the TikTok go around or it's a reel, and it says loudest crowds in Major League Baseball stadiums over the years.
Yeah.
And two of them are Cleveland highlights, and they're in the top five or whatever. One of them is the Rajee Davis game-tying home run, game 7 in 16. The other one was the one that I was at, which was 2017 Lindor's Grand Slam. And that happened to come across my feed. Of course, it knows I want to see it. And I'm watching it, and I probably watched it maybe 6 times in a row and got goosebumps every time I watched it. I was just like, baseball. It's coming. And, like, I know that no one cares. Like, here's the beauty of it. I know that no one cares about baseball. Like, it just doesn't – it doesn't resonate with anyone. It's almost as bad as – soccer in America. But the juggernaut is happening, and baseball's coming back, and it's
It's Wait, what's be... the juggernaut? Is soccer or baseball?
Baseball, not soccer.
I wasn't
soccer.
Sure what your segue was there.
No, no.
Here's the thing, Coach, we know that life is suffering, right?
It is.
You're ultimately alone in this universe, just ticking away the seconds until your inevitable death. So if watching that Grand Slam home run a few times on TikTok makes you feel better, then
it does.
I say, God damn it, go for it.
It felt squeeze so good.
A few moments of joy out of an otherwise bleary existence.
It does, and it's insane because hope springs eternal, and when every time around opening day, every single there is several fans, if not thousands of us, that even though we know our team's going to be dog shit by June 1st, we sit there and we look at our roster and say, well, maybe this young guy's going to be a Cy Young, or maybe this other guy that is a first-round draft pick that we're bringing up, he's going to hit 30 bombs and he'll be the piece that puts us into the playoffs. There are so many people that are doing that right now, and I love it.
And Rajay Davis, just reminding everybody, we appeared on our 200th episode.
Yes,
so
he
go
did.
Ahead and look up the 200th episode show for Rajay Davis.
We'll get Lindor for our 300th.
Oh yeah, who's your
Three Bear Pete has entered the building.
Oh yeah. Hey, Coach. So I know obviously you're a homer for your Guardians, but who's the odds on favorite this year? Are we having the same five or six teams, or is there somebody that's really gonna?
I mean,
dominate?
Depending on Shohei's situation, as long as he plays.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dodgers and Braves are ridiculous.
Yeah,
The Yankees.
What about the
have
Mets?
Spent...
Are they going to show up this year with that roster?
You know, their problem is going to be their pitching again, and they didn't. They spent a little bit. They're just snake bit because they have to have that starting rotation that they have be great, and if they have one injury, I mean, the Mets are the Mets. Like they.
They're consistently the Mets.
They're consistently the Mets. They love to Mets every season. I'll tell you what, there is a lot of... I have a lot of excitement, and there's a lot of excitement around the Pirates this year.
Oh, yeah.
And have you seen... I think his name is it Desi Cruz or the big, tall shortstop? Very similar to the iteration that the Reds have.
Mm-hmm.
He has had an amazing spring. Like, this guy is hitting balls that may still be flying. And That's their awesome. Young pitching staff and their young coach.
Yeah, but
they're talking
will they
about,
sell them all off by All-Star break?
No, because I knock on wood, I think they liked what they saw last year. I mean, the Pirates played strong like they always do. Those young guys are... I mean, I'm... Maestro, I think you should be a little bit excited. I think we'll be talking about... I'll say it right here. I think we'll be talking about the Pirates come September playing meaningful baseball. I'm going to say
it. I'll tell you what, that's a team that people would get excited about, just something different.
Pittsburgh fans are amazing, and if they show up, could you imagine a playoff game there?
I think the Pittsburgh ballpark was ranked one of the top parks.
It's amazing.
Oh, I've heard it was number one.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been. Have you guys been?
I have not. No, I have not.
I haven't.
We got to go. That should be one of our road trips.
That should be. That's a doable
trip. 3 hours away.
Yeah. No problem. Maestro, before I throw it to you, can I ask you, did you go to Pittsburgh for a hockey game?
That's this week.
Oh, that's this week. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going out Thursday. The game is Thursday night, and then just coming back Friday. So just a quick trip.
So are you going to not appear on Sports Thursday this week?
No Sports Thursday for me.
Oh.
I might do some, maybe I'll do a little bit of some live recordings.
That'd be amazing. Text him in, we'll put him on the show.
Yeah, could be good. I'll be there with Havoc. He invited me out. He's got some tickets, so.
And Coach,
I think he said there's a giveaway that night, so we're going to try to get there early and make sure we
What is it?
I don't know, he didn't tell me.
Ooh, exciting.
I'm kind of excited. Anyway.
Coach, are you going? Yeah. Are you going to any opening day games?
I am not.
Not going this year.
The Cleveland team, their home opener is the Clips.
Yes.
And I've never been to Reds opening day, which I smack myself. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I would like to do that because with the parade and everything, I'd like to do it, but. I haven't done it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All righty.
We'll see how it goes.
Coach takes the ball, throws it across the second base where Maestro catches it. Maestro.
Rallyhorn.
All right. So we're this is Easter week for Christians. One of the big celebrations is Easter egg hunts.
Morning is broken like the first morning. I'm sorry. We brought Jesus in here and I was all inspired.
I'm trying to tie it in. Tie in my...
This should be a new bit called Maestro's Spiritual Corner.
Yeah. Maestro saves...
Anyway, as a big part of Easter is, you know, Easter egg hunts, decorating, painting Easter eggs, all that good stuff. But anyway, there's been a side thread with this group of assholes about eggs, I think, for a while now. I think we actually had one of the topics on a show around the holidays was about eggnog. But so continuing that that thread of egg talk. I had some deviled eggs last week.
Egg talk, baby.
Egg talk. This is hardcore sports. But I put it out to the to my
we
host.
We might have
my...
to rethink the new format.
All right, I'll make it quick. So I love eggs. I love all things eggs. I had reached out to these guys on the text thread and said, "Hey, what's your take? Yay or nay on deviled eggs?" And I was a yay, Coach was a big nay, and BMOC was on the fence. So yeah. It just got me thinking, what else? What other egg topics can we talk about for Easter? So I'm going to do it real quick. I've got three egg right. things, and I want to see,
right. okay.
You know, thumbs up, thumbs down. All right, you ready? Quiche. All right, one up, one down. Egg salad.
Oh, can I do this?
You guys flipped. That's crazy.
Oh, all right. Egg
so
salad.
This is the tiebreaker then, the last one. And it's just straight up hard-boiled eggs.
Oh.
All right.
They're supposed to be good for you, right? It's like a good protein
I'm
source.
I'm sure it's a lot of protein, but it tastes like... It tastes
the
like
yolk tastes
fart.
Very sulfury. I'm not a fan of it, but you get through it pretty quickly. You put a little salt on there.
Listen to what you just said. You have to get through it. Why are you enjoying something you have to just get through?
Because life is suffering, Coach.
I know what it is. That's why I'm trying to save you.
But deviled eggs, like Maestro was talking about deviled eggs, and I've thought about this text thread probably more than I should have over the past several days.
I love it, yes!
You know, it's just been one of those think worms. I got all sorts of life stuff going on that I... The egg thing was a good distraction. I'm going to say I'm pro deviled eggs.
Oh, okay.
Because you put the right spices on the yolk part, and it tastes pretty good.
It does. Like if you get the right mix of, because essentially it's a very simple recipe. It's egg yolk, mayo, and mustard mixed up, whipped
yeah.
up.
And you can make it spicy or add paprika. And,
you could.
Yeah.
You could put, usually people sprinkle paprika on it, but you could put hot sauce in there, or you could get pickle juice in there or whatever, make yeah. it a little fancy. But I'm always surprised, especially if they're made well and it's not like a weird cookout yeah. where they've been in the sun for a while and you get
oh,
a little
no.
nervous. But
have you?
I always pound it. Like, I don't bite it. Or anything.
No, you
it's
go.
It's like I pound it and I'm like, God damn, I like that a lot.
So have you ever heard... This was funny because when I was at my in-laws, and they don't call them deviled eggs, and I don't know if it's a
Christian thing.
The Christian thing. Do you know what they call them?
Freedom Does eggs.
Dressed eggs.
Oh.
Like dressed.
Oh.
They're called dressed eggs.
They're dressed
eggs. And I remember
eggs.
I was offered that. I was like, what's a dressed egg? And I looked, and I'm like, oh, that's a deviled egg. You know, and then they threw me outside and threw holy water on me. It was weird.
It could be dressing, because I think a lot of times, too, they like what they call that mixture, that whipped mixture
yeah.
is like a dressing. Maybe
that's yeah, dressed. So, and here's what I'll say about them. I mean, I've eaten them. Like, it's not something I won't eat unless, I mean, I'll be polite and I can eat one. I would never choose to eat them. I'm going to take back one of my thumbs down for deviled eggs, and I will say just one. egg salad to me is an absolute abomination. Like,
it's kind of the same thing.
I know, but it's the smell. Like, the smell of hard-boiled eggs or cold eggs is it's not one I fancy.
And
at
you
all.
Say you're like a breakfast eggs guy. You don't like taking eggs out of that time frame.
Absolutely. If you cook the eggs, they're scrambled, omelet, or fried eggs. Oh my god! Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. So yes, I love those.
All right, but I got one last curveball for you.
Yeah.
How about?
Yeah.
An egg on a hamburger. Yay or nay?
I've never tried it. I'll try.
That's a fried egg. It's really good. Egg.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's really good. That's a cooked egg. So that's a cooked fried egg.
You know,
and it dribbles down.
It will have the yolk like a sunny side up egg. It will pop on the burger. But it's
isn't it amazing? It's two different sides. Like one of my favorite things to things I abhor. I just can't even. Oh,
let me ask you. I got two things to ask you.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Number one, I just look 3 months ahead in my life all the time. This is going to be the summer of high school graduation parties for me, assuming I still get invited and that I'm still on people's good list.
Sure,
guys both have kids graduating.
We do. In fact, if you want to put it on your calendar now, Lynx is on the 25th. It's Saturday of Memorial Day weekend.
May 25th?
Mm-hmm. May 25th.
Yep. Did I say March?
Nice. Okay. No. You just said the 25th, and I was like, what month?
Yeah, so... I think graduation is the weekend before, so it's...
It is.
That's right. So, listeners, if you need Maestro's address, just hit us up on X.
I'll tell you what. So, my older son, his was kind of during COVID, as you recall, Peter, with Mattis. And so, we still had a pretty good turnout. I have a feeling this could be off the charts with family.
Off the hizook. But...
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's going to be deviled eggs at some of these parties that we're at.
I think
Let's we're going to do live reviews.
I might have all this stuff and then just say, hey, coach, this would just be a table just for him. Hard-boiled eggs and quiche.
Second question. Have you ever drank a raw egg like Rocky does?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
I have.
Was
it
gross?
In college. It was gross. It's slimy, and you got to get it down quick because it's like drinking snot. But do you like, you probably don't because it probably would kill you, like raw oysters? Maestro, do you eat raw oysters?
I haven't. I would eat them, but I have yet to.
That is a tactile thing. So let's be brutally honest. Anything raw, like raw oysters or raw clams, people lie when they say they taste good. It's an event that you do that you say you
can
do.
Isn't it supposed to be like an aphrodisiac? So like eat oysters and you go, swing.
Well... Yeah, you go, ding, bong. But like, you basically put the cocktail sauce or whatever the flavor, and then you shoot it down. But it's a gooey mess. So like, people are like, oh, it tastes like I'm slurping down snot. When I did the egg, because we all did it as a, like we were day drinking, we're like, let's be like Rocky, and we did it, and it was just a slurpy. You got to suck it down. If you can chug a beer, you can chug an egg.
BMOC, when you worked at Buckaloo's, did you ever have to shuck clams or oysters?
Yeah, it was.
But that was one of their big recipes, the clams casino on the pasta. Mm-hmm. That was a big dish for them.
Buckaloo's. They would come in, you'd have to wash them off. But that's good times. Good times.
Good times.
All right. That eggs bit wasn't too bad.
That was great. That was a great egg talk. In fact, I'm starting a new podcast called Eggs Wednesday.
Eggs Wednesday?
So, I need to move on, but I got to tell you guys. So, last time we were in Vegas, which is actually almost a year ago, there is a restaurant, breakfast restaurant in the Cosmo called Egg Slut. And they make.
Called
the
what?
Best,
Egg
it's called
Slut?
Egg Slut.
Okay.
And they make the best damn egg breakfast sandwich. Like, I love breakfast sandwiches from.
So do I.
Anywhere, honestly. But this had like a brioche bun. It had like a special sauce in it. It had like the cage-free eggs and cooked
I'm all
perfectly.
About it. That sounds amazing.
It was wrapped like how, you know, like how the best burgers are wrapped in that paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Like just thinking about it right now, I get excited.
Did you stay at the Cosmo on that trip?
No, we stayed at the Aria, but the Cosmo is right next to it.
Yeah.
Cosmo has a lot of great, it's just a great place to visit and the, a lot of great restaurants. So
we I heard their in-room automation is a little disappointing. That's as inside joke as it gets. That's some serious inside baseball.
I do. Well, I do want to. Maybe after the show, BMSG, I do have some things to tell you about that. Funny stuff.
All right, that's good. All right, so Meister takes the ball, whips it over to shortstop, where BMOC pulls it in. I was going to talk about a lawn problem I was having, and then I was going to talk about a couple of shows I've watched recently on Netflix and Hulu. And then tonight, I watched a documentary that absolutely tore me into two pieces. And I've known about this film that it's been out there. It came out in 2008. It's called Dear Zachary, A Letter to a Son About His Father. And it's one of those things that always comes up. You watch a trailer and you're like, oh, I want to watch that, but I'm not up for it right now.
Yeah.
Find some time to be up for it. I always see it pop up on like top 20 documentaries of all time lists. And that's deserved. And it's just, it's low budget. It was made by one guy with a digital video camera in like 2001 to 2003. It's 4x3. It doesn't look great, but he's a great storyteller. And it is a banana story. And we finished it and I'm like, how am I going to go do a show?
Oh, you watched it tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
When, what streamer is it on?
I think it was on Netflix. It might have been on Prime, but I mean, you gotta be ready for it. You just gotta be like, I'm up for an intense experience, and it's so comprehensive, and
Sad? Does it make you cry, or does it make you think?
It does.
Okay.
It does, and
it's called Dear Zachary.
Yeah, and there's a twist in it which I didn't see coming, which I should have seen coming, and that was like a gut punch, and I was just like, now, granted, I'm giving a film review 35 minutes after I watch the film, so you're always super high on it, but I feel pretty confident in, like,
okay,
if you're ever just like, you know, what are we going to watch? I want to watch a documentary about something that's going to be really interesting and suck me right in. This will do it.
It's Prime.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it tomorrow morning. Is that okay? Should I do it?
That's totally fine.
All right, I'm going to do it. If it makes me laugh.
Did you guys finish the Masters of the Year?
I started episode 8 today. I didn't finish it.
Yeah, is there one more episode? Is there a 9 or 10?
I think there's a 9.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I did 8. I just
eight,
had to finish 8
the is
last
the one,
one
with the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, one. Which I like that one.
Yeah. I thought it was decent.
Oh, then maybe there is 10, because there's a couple after that.
Because I got behind.
You guys are way ahead of me, and I must have caught up along the way. Got past you guys.
Well, I usually watched. I watched it when it came out, but then when I went to overseas, I missed 2, I think.
You and your international travels.
Well, I want to talk
really
to you guys about
really cutting into your TV watching.
It did.
I want to talk to you about that one when you guys are done.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch The Gentleman?
Haven't watched that.
Have you watched The Gentleman yet on Netflix?
Nope.
So you guys got to watch. Someone's got to watch it. I've watched the whole thing. It's only 6 or 7 episodes. It's good though. Gentlemen.
All right. I burned through a series. I was going to try and save this for a future show. Okay. Maybe I should. No, I'll tell you about it.
Tell us. You
guys know, like, if you were to say, "What's your hobby outside of doing podcasts?" I would say I love to read the book and then watch the movie.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite things to do. I love to read a book and then see how they come in. And I've been watching Shogun. I think you guys know I read Shogun so that I could watch. I mentioned this on the show before. Doing a good job with it. But if you have not read Shogun, that show is going to be really boring to you.
It is. So I think I started.
Unless
like
you
read
speak fluent Japanese and are really into like political discussions held in that language.
Because I watched the first episode and I was like, man, I was really hoping this was going to be Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But
So that's. Yeah,
Japan.
It's not.
It's not.
And there's no nudity to kind of...
No, that usually helps.
Which Game of Thrones usually would throw in. But there's a new series on Netflix called The Three-Body Problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw the preview
for that. I'm into that. I want to see it.
Yeah, and this is based on... it's really based on three giant novels by Shixin Liu, which is a Chinese science fiction. I recommended these books to you, Coach, like a year ago.
Yes.
And the books are amazing. I just loved them. They're full of weird ideas. They've been translated. Obviously, I didn't read them in the original Mandarin. And
pussy.
I feel like this show does a good job.
This show? The podcast?
No. The Three-Body Problem on Netflix kind of borrows these ideas from all three books.
And makes one show?
Yeah, and you know, the novels are all set in China with Chinese characters, so they kind of transpose it to England. They make it accessible for a Western audience, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I gotcha.
I liked it. TV critics have not.
They haven't.
I will say, TV critics who read the books don't like it.
Oh, all right.
But
they're snooty because it's not...
Yeah, I feel like their criticisms were a little weak.
They feel like they dumbed it down
but
or something?
It's like, so it's sci-fi, but it's full of weirdo sci-fi ideas that, like, once you kind of figure out what's going on, you're like, this is pretty cool.
All right. It's on my docket.
The Three-Body Problem. Yeah. And I recommend those novels too. If you guys are ever looking for a good read, the first one's called The Three-Body Problem. Then there's, The Dark Forest and then Death's End. And I read them because oddly enough, they showed up on Barack Obama's annual reading list that he releases every year. And I was like, why is he reading this Chinese science fiction? I got to check this out.
He got you intrigued.
That Obama.
He's so crazy. You know what else is crazy? Obama. Making money by wagering on sports. And that's something we like to do.
We like to do it.
As we watch Maestro walk across the room to find his guitar.
He's a guitar.
And a little something we like to call Wagers of the Week.
Love it.
That was amazing.
That was not Butsky. You had that one ready.
I forget about that pedal I got.
That's a great pedal.
You know, people don't do live music on podcasts. That's what sets this show apart. It's what makes it so great.
It's what makes everything about this great.
All right. We just started a new season of Wagers of the Week. That's season 7 for those of you keeping track at home. We start out with 10 points each, and we try and wager those into more points. And then if you're good at sort of listening to what we're wagering on and then turn and take all the money out of your mortgage and then put it into actual wagers, you're going to make money. That's just how it works.
It works that way.
Yeah. Not so much last week, though, for most of us.
Oh, God, no.
We started out with Coach with his eventual national champion, University of Kentucky Wildcats. They're going to cover against Oakland, the Golden Grizzlies. Are you kidding? 13.5 points? Did they cover, yes. Coach?
They did not.
They did not cover. They, in fact, lost that game. 10 points down to Coach. BMOC called the upset of the tournament. St. Pete's is going to do it again. St. Pete's upset did Arizona not. 2 years ago. They're going to take down Tennessee. It's going to be amazing. They did not. They did not even cover 21.5 points. When you texted, "Hey, Tennessee's really struggling with St. Pete's." Like, I thought for a second that was a real text, and then I saw the smiley face emoji, and I was like, oh,
"I think they
no.
covered that spread in like the first 5 minutes."
Oh man,
their backups were playing them this whole second half.
But Maestro, he knew what he was doing. He said UAB, they're going to cover the 7-point spread against San Diego State, and they did it. They lost by 4. So
that was a pretty serious for a, you know, a team that had gone to the national championship the year before. For me to that was
bold.
Strong.
Love the Blazers.
That's what you're about. Those bold picks. Look at you up 20.
So I like it. Our current standings: Coach at 0, Maestro at 20, BMOC at 0.
You guys are already around that rim
of the hole.
We're on the rim of the hole.
Rib of the hole.
The pit of despair is not far away.
It's not far. We're just right.
I can't wait to see you guys get dip below.
Maestro, you are in first place. We're going to give you the honor of revealing this week's wager of the week first.
All right. So I haven't made my pick yet. It was going to be a game time decision. Here's the thing. I'm going to this game. I'm going to be there live. I'm coming to a game in Pittsburgh from Columbus. The Penguins are playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. You would think I should
I have
be
an
supporting.
Idea.
You would think I should support I the Columbus Blue Jackets. Go ahead.
Hold your thought. Don't All say right, anything yet. Thought. Here's what you should do. You're not going to make your pick tonight. You're going to just say how many points it's going to be. And then on the social media on Thursday, you're going to take a picture of yourself and whatever team that you are betting, you're wearing their sweater at the game. Do you have
I
a sack?
I was going to take both sweaters, but I don't know. I don't know what havoc. I'm a little worried about Yinzers if I'm wearing a CBJ sweater.
You think so?
I don't know.
Okay, then wear the sweater at Havoc's house, and you could take it off, and then
I could wear them both, right? And then
you could just that would be a lot of.
Then I take one
it's
off.
A lot of hockey
team
sweater.
I pick. All right,
it's
that's
up
good.
To you.
Okay, I could do that.
I have a feeling. I think I know what you're going to pick.
Well, the smart pick would be to pick the Penguins, even though Penguins are second to last. Columbus Blue Jackets were last place.
But if they're at home. So
an epic matchup that you're going to see.
But here's the thing. The Penguins are still like 20 points. They're not 20, but, well, close to 20 points ahead. Like, Columbus is so far down. Like
they're so bad.
The Penguins, at least, even though they're second to last, they can actually, they're close to the next team above them.
Yeah, and you.
Just by a few points.
The smart pick is the Penguins. Like, if you're trying to win points, it's the Penguins.
Let me see if that's. Let's jump to BMOC because I'll see if there is a spread on this on the wire.
Very good. I'm sticking with the college basketball. I know I said I wasn't sure about Arizona, but I'm less sure about Clemson. I think Arizona can cover 7.5 points.
That's
10
a good
points.
Pick. I wanted that one
on the Wildcats to beat Clemson.
I'm going to go. I'm staying in the college realm. I'm going to take +3 Creighton over Tennessee. I liked Creighton. I mean, I picked Tennessee, but really this is a pick'em game, I think. And if I'm getting points, I'm going to take it. So I'm taking the 3, hope it gets close. Lose by 1, I still cover.
Man,
the Blue Jays.
Go Blue Jays.
You just suck at basketball right now.
I do suck. Nobody should listen to what I talk about. I am absolute curse to your bank account if you follow me.
Creighton +3. Which one? You took Creighton?
I took Creighton +3.
Okay.
So Maestro, are you saying you're going to reveal your pick later, or you just haven't decided? Or
well, that's what Coach suggested, that I reveal
it. I suggested he wears the sweater to the game, and whoever he sends us a picture puts it on the soche. On the soche, we know who he picks.
On the soche,
I guess the safe way that so I don't have to pick a team is to go with the over and under, huh? You can do that. But that game's it's not on the wire yet.
It's not set yet. It won't be set until tomorrow. Yeah. They only do those a day before.
So let's just I'll put it on the socials.
Okay. I like it.
All right, very good. So in order to make your money this week, you've got to follow us on social media at Sports Wednesday on all important platforms and at Sport Wednesday on X. Meanwhile, Coach says, take the Creighton Blue Jays +3 against Tennessee. BMOC says, take Arizona to cover 7.5 against Clemson. Hey, there was something about eggs I wanted to say, and I forgot, and now I remembered it.
I had something I wanted to say, too.
Oh, okay. So let's do a quick egg reprise, and then we'll go to the outro.
Okay.
You know how we call male testicles nuts? Like, hit in the nuts. They're called eggs in Russian.
You get kicked in the eggs?
Yeah, that's what they say. Oh, yaitsa.
My question is, we didn't talk about this. Where do you stand? If you two questions. One, how do you feel about soft-boiled eggs? And two, have you ever made a soft-boiled egg?
Never made one, but we'll eat one.
Okay.
Is that like a poached egg? It's cooked?
Well, it's like it's... Yes, it's cooked, but it's soft, and but it still has its egg shape.
Oh, so I got it. So like, is it okay? Is the whites hard, but the inside the yolk is still saucy?
No, it's Yes. The yolky is yolky, but the white is hard. It's a hard outside shell with a warm inside.
Yeah.
It's like a Cadbury egg.
Egg talk.
But savory. It's a savory Cadbury egg.
So you like them, Coach? Is that what you're saying?
I do. I like them. It's about as close to hard-boiled, but they're called soft-boiled.
I can't believe it, but eggs are going to have to be on the slate. This has been the egg
also
episode.
I have one last thought. Have you guys seen the NIT logo? Oh, my God.
Is it bad?
Literally, they went to MS Paint and they made it. I want you guys to look at it. It is so bad. Maestro, it's so bad.
I'll take a look.
It's bad. I don't even know what to tell you about it. I watched
is
it.
Is the one, it's in a diamond?
Yes, it looks like a bad, like an MS Paint version of a stained glass window.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Sorry. Maestro could redesign that. He could do such a good job.
He did a great job.
There being no other sports fit to be discussed in a medium sort of way until Wednesday next, or possibly Wednesday next, on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley, Tang Drinker, and the Maestro, Brian Hake, this is Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and good times, everybody. Good times.
Noise.
Toy.
Sports Wednesday is produced by Blue Monkey Communications and features basketball legend Matt Longley, the Maestro Brian Hake, and me, Pete Brown. Some music and sound effects from today's show came from the websites audionautics.com and freesound.org. Visit sportswednesday.com for complete attribution. You can follow us on Twitter at Sport Wednesday, that's sport with no S, Wednesday, and on Instagram at Sports Wednesday. For more information about the board game Hoopsters, visit hoopsters.store, drop your email address in, and we'll keep you in the loop. Until next Wednesday, and on behalf of basketball legend Matt Longley and the Maestro Brian Hake, I'm Pete Brown, the big man on campus, saying, good times, everybody. Good times.